From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The other week in New Orleans, I got to sit down with a legendary lifelong resident of the Lower Ninth Ward. Fats Domino isn't very talkative nowadays, but you wouldn't call him understated either. He's 78, and he came to our interview looking dapper in a white cap with a bill, a hat befitting a yachtsman. He wore a gold medallion around his neck, and on his wrist, a pocket watch and a bracelet joined together into one great gold timepiece. He sat at a piano, which he warned me he would play very little, and he made good on that warning.
No, I'm not giving up nothing right now.
You're not. Will you later?
Well, never could tell. Cold, I feel. No drinking wine, I feel fine. Might make up my mind, give you some.
In the flood last year, Fats Domino nearly perished. He stayed in his home, and he had to be lifted out by a Coast Guard helicopter. So there was real resonance to a lyric that he had written a few years earlier but never released, a lyric that answered his own question.
All over the country, people want to know whatever happened to Fats Domino. I'm alive.
Alive and Kickin' is the title track of Fats Domino's new album, which is interesting for a couple of reasons. First, Fats Domino is donating the proceeds from sales of the album to the Tipitinas Foundation. Tipitinas is a renowned New Orleans music club, and the foundation is dedicated to preserving and restoring the musical culture of New Orleans. And second, a lot of the lyrics sound like they should have been written post-Hurricane Katrina, even though they weren't. He says even before this storm, people were asking what had happened to him.
Several times people say, oh, what happened to Fats, you know. And I just thought about it, and I said, well, I put it in the song. And finally I did. I'm alive and kicking. Especially after the song, you know, Katrina, you know. So it kind of fitted maybe.
I think everyone in America, whoever heard Blueberry Hill or Ain't That a Shame, followed what was happening here a few months ago when you were being rescued.
I think so, and I'm very proud, and I appreciate the feeling towards me. I guess anywhere we go, they tell me about New Orleans, our home, you know.
But that must have been just a horrifying experience to live through.
Yeah, it was, but like I say, I'm still alive and kicking. I'm sorry for them that didn't make it, but we're going to make it. We're making it.
For half a century, Antoine Fats Domino has been making music in New Orleans. They used to call it rhythm and blues until in the mid-1950s when they started calling it rock and roll.
I think the beat made it, when they started calling it rock and roll, we started playing it faster, you know. It's like, what you call it? When you got the piano, yeah. My blue hammer's go, let's see. Wait a minute, let me get it. When whippoorwill call, and even night, I hear, when whippoorwill call.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
You turned a pop tune into a rock and roll.
Why you made it a little faster? But I like the way it sounds, so I thought I'd done it like that.
When whippoorwill call, and even is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. You turn to the right, you find a little bright light that leads you to my blue heaven.
Fats Domino recorded My Blue Heaven in 1956, but it's a much older song, and with lines like, when evening is nigh, it's not like one of his lyrics. They tend to be rhyming scraps of everyday conversation. You made me cry when you said goodbye. I'm walking, yes siree, and I'm talking. And after all these years, he's still at it.
New Orleans is where I'm from. I love gumbo, would you cook me some and let me know when it's done. Give me some.
The house that Fats Domino was airlifted out of in the Lower Ninth Ward is just a few blocks from the house where he grew up. Fats Domino is from New Orleans and of New Orleans. He is still in New Orleans, but his neighborhood is still uninhabitable, so he's temporarily living on the west bank of the Mississippi.
I ain't too far from it. Yeah. Only take 15 minutes.
Across the river. The old neighborhood in the Ninth Ward, it doesn't look too good in the Lower Ninth. It's
No, But it's going to be all right. Take a little time.
You're ready to wait, and you want to go
back? Oh, I'm going to wait it out. I'll be out pretty soon, I hope. I don't think I would leave the night world.
That's home, too. That's where you should be.
So I don't want to sing this song, "Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?" I'm always going to be on the scene, Lord, say the same.
When Fats Domino was first recording, the white singer, Pat Boone, covered his song, "Ain't That a Shame." He says that was okay with him. He was the songwriter. And he's quick to point out that his biggest hit ever, "Blueberry Hill," was a much older song that he covered.
I think the song was written in the 20s, 27, 25, 26, 27, something like that.
Is that right?
Before I was born, yeah. People thought I wrote it, but I didn't. I just rearranged it the way, you know, the way they do.
But that's an amazing thing when you can take a song that exists and the way you do it, that's how people just assume you must
have. Well, I know what I was doing, but I know I liked the song, see? I'm going to do it this way, you know.
Could you just leave us with some "Blueberry Hill," maybe?
Ain't too much I can give you. The wind in the willow blade, love's sweet melody, and that's me.
Fats Domino's new album is called Alive and Kickin'. It is sold only online by the Tipitina's Foundation, and there is a link to that website at our website, npr.org.
You played that last note with your elbow. Well, Mr. Domino, thank you very much.
Okay,
for talking
thank
with
you.
Us. It's a pleasure.
I'm not sure I'm watching talking, but thanks a lot. I did the best I could right now.
Found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still. Yeah.